Nice to meet you.
Buenas, ¿cómo están? Mi nombre es Pilar, yo soy una de las intérpretes del hospital.
Leticia Menjaros is a medical interpreter in Spanish. She says she is busier than she's ever been in the 2 years since she began working at the Inova Fairfax Hospital in the U.S. state of Virginia.
I work 12-hour shifts, and I'm here on a pager and on a phone, and when a doctor needs me, they just call me and tell me to come into a room.
Interpreters trained in medical terminology are in high demand in the U.S. as the country's population becomes more and more diverse. The boom in the Hispanic population has led some hospitals to hire full-time Spanish interpreters. Martin Charles is the director of cultural competence at the Inova Health System, which has 5 hospitals in Virginia. She says the hospitals are paying bonuses to volunteers who complete language and cultural competence training.
We also have trained hundreds of our bilingual staff who serve as volunteer interpreters, and they are called on in multiple languages when there's a need.
And I have somebody here who doesn't speak any English, and could you just ask her why is she here today?
Some healthcare organizations hire contracted interpreters and have telephone services that work 24 hours a day in 150 languages. Laura Pfeiffer is with FERN, a nonprofit organization that has more than 100 interpreters. They work for medical facilities in the eastern state of Maryland.
Since I started a little over 5 years ago, each year there's been about a 20 to 25% increase in the demand for interpreters.
Census data says the number of U.S. residents with limited English proficiency has grown to 22 million, 8% of the population. Federal rules require medical providers receiving federal funds, Medicaid or Medicare, to offer language assistance. But the rules have not been followed, says Marjorie Bancroft. She is with the National Council on Interpreting in Healthcare, an organization that promotes qualified medical interpreting services.
In general, a lot of organizations don't know about the law or they don't understand it. This is a big problem.
A recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine shows no interpreter was used in 46% of emergency room cases involving patients with limited English proficiency.
The consequences can be tragic. In many cases, miscarriages have occurred. People have had amputations on the wrong limb or limbs cut off that they didn't know. A woman had an abortion without her knowledge.
Advocates say healthcare workers throughout the world should be aware of diverse cultures. They say medical interpreters should be available everywhere in order to overcome language barriers and avoid tragic miscommunications. Amy Katz, VOA News.